Oliver Sacks was a British neurologist and a best-selling writer of non-fiction. Born in London in 1933, he spent most of his career in the US, where he treated a group of people who had been catatonic since the 1920s after contracting encephalitis lethargica or sleeping sickness. Sacks published his experiences in the book Awakenings, which became a film starring Robert De Niro and Robin Williams. In 1985, Sacks published an even more acclaimed work. The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat relates a series of fascinating neurological case studies of patients with remarkable poignance and humanity. On his journey into the terra incognita of the human brain, Sacks brings together science, history, medical knowledge, and the arts. He focuses on the lives of the individual patients and describes how they adapt to their conditions. The title story discusses the strange case of Dr. P, a musician with visual agnosia, who is unable to identify human faces or everyday objects. Indeed, he often confuses the two.
He also appeared to have decided that the examination was over and started to look around for his hat. He reached out his hand and took hold of his wife's head, tried to lift it off, to put it on. He had apparently mistaken his wife for a hat. His wife looked as if she was used to such things.
Sacks also describes patients with excessive brain function. One named William Thompson has Korsakoff's syndrome, which badly affects his memory. Thompson misidentifies the people he meets in a plausible, if sometimes comic, way. This is simply his damaged brain seeking to make sense of the world.
He remembered nothing for more than a few seconds. He was continually disorientated. Abysses of amnesia continually opened up beneath him, but he would bridge them nimbly by fluent confabulations and fictions of all kinds. For him, they were not fictions, but how he suddenly saw or interpreted the world.
Memory is also an issue for Mrs. O.C., an elderly care home resident. She is transported back to her past in Ireland by a stroke, which causes lucid dreams complete with a traditional Irish music soundtrack. When she awakens, these vivid childhood memories persist.
Mrs. O.C. had no conscious memory of the first 5 years of her life. No memory of her mother, of Ireland, of home. She had always felt this as a keen and painful sadness. Now, with her dream, she recaptured a crucial sense of her forgotten, lost childhood. It was, as she said, like the opening of a door which had been stubbornly closed all her life.
In the final section, Sacks describes people for whom the door to everyday life is permanently closed. 21-year-old Jose is severely autistic, suffers seizures, and cannot speak or read. But when Sacks gives him a pen, Jose draws beautifully and with obvious pleasure. Art connects him to the outside world. Sacks challenges society to do better with the talents autistic people possess.
Isolated islands of proficiency and splinter skills are spoken of in the literature. No allowance is made for an individual, let alone creative personality. What then was Jose, I had to ask myself? What sort of being? What went on inside him? How had he arrived at the state he was in? And what state was it? And might anything be done?
Dr. Sacks died in 2015, and he is still remembered as a compassionate, questioning and singular voice in the world of science. He recognized its connection with the arts, an idea that has gained considerable traction since. Many of Sacks' works were adapted for stage or screen. In 1986, the composer Michael Nyman adapted The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat into a critically acclaimed opera.